Doesn't it seem like it's all over in Palestine and Lebanon? You know, this is one of the most hope-giving verses in the Holy Quran, especially in these dire times that we are living in. We have seen great leaders like Shaheed Qasim Soleimani, Shaheed Ismail Haniya, and Shaheed Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah martyred in front of our very eyes. We have seen the year-long genocide and devastation that is happening in the Palestinian lands and continues to this very day. We have seen the merciless and bloodthirsty killing of thousands of Palestinian men, women, and children. We have also seen the displacement of millions of Palestinians from their homes. And if all of this wasn't heartbreaking enough, we are now witnessing the same thing happening in the lands of Lebanon. And even the poor and impoverished people of Yemen have not been spared. And all the while, the mass media is constantly bombarding our minds, trying to make us believe that it's all over for the Palestinians, and that the people of Palestine and Lebanon and even Yemen will never be victorious and they will never be free. And thus, when we look at the superficial events that are taking place in the present day in the lands of Palestine and Lebanon and Yemen, and we believe the lies that the mass media is constantly throwing at us, we might start to despair, or we might start to think that, well, it's all over and finished. The resistance that represents the truth and justice for all the downtrodden and all the oppressed people of the world is over with. This is actually the farthest thing from the truth. What we are witnessing and experiencing in the present day is very similar to what the Holy Quran says in the verse that was recited. The hypocrites in their various shapes and forms are telling us that the enemies have gathered all together and they have surrounded us. So fear them, because it's all over. But the Almighty Allah says that the people that are the believers, the people who have trust in Allah, the people who have faith in Allah, when they see this superficial siege on the people of truth and justice, it only increases them in faith. Because a person who is a believer knows that surely when one is on the path of Allah, the enemies will surely lay a siege. And finally, the believers say that Allah is sufficient for us. We need no help other than the help of Allah, and that Allah is the best of disposers. And that is because they know that in the end, it will surely be the resistance for truth and justice that will ultimately prevail. This was a golden pearl for you all, wherever you are.